You know, when you think of the most fun and romantic times to be dating,
okay,
I think there's a few eras that definitely stand out.
Hmm.
You know, like the 1950s with drive-in movies and sock hops.
Yeah, malt.
Milkshake counters. What were those called?
Yeah, malt
like
shot?
Where you sat and you each had a straw.
Yeah, you split in a shake.
That doesn't happen
Shake
anymore.
Shack? No, that's not it either.
Well, there's also the roaring 20s, too. With flapper girls and speakeasies. Mm-hmm. It was always a party. Oh. But
dancing
probably the most romantic era was the Middle Ages.
What?
Oh, really? Yeah. Just taking that special lady to a book burning, going on a moonlit witch hunt, and while the smell of rotting flesh just wafts through the town, and then you lock lips as the crowd chants, "Burn her!"
So that is romantic.
That was dark.
Would you like to burn the steak, m'lady?
Wow, who are we gonna decapitate tonight?
Gets me in the mood every time. I'll tell you. I'm not the only one, because there's another guy out there who knows just how romantic the Renaissance was.
Uh-oh.
His name is Darren. He's on the phone with us right now
wizard.
For a second date update. What's up, Darren?
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Yeah.
I'm guessing, I'm going to go out on a limb here, that we're leading to you're a Ren Faire type of guy.
I mean, I don't know if I'm that type of guy, but I did actually go to a Renaissance fair for sure, and I had a blast.
I've been to a few. They're actually really fun, whether you're into it or not.
All people ever tell me about them is the turkey legs or whatever
y'all eat.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have to buy one.
What's the name of the fair maiden that you took to the Renaissance fair?
It was on a blind date. My buddy Troy was really digging on this girl, and so he asked me to be a wingman for him. And so
it was like a group of you that went.
Yeah, there were four of us. And so I went and I was with Melissa.
Okay.
And okay.
Did you guys dress up for this? I mean, were you in full medieval garb?
Not full medieval garb. I don't have full medieval garb. But Troy bought us, I don't know if he was just being nice and probably showing off a little bit. But right when you enter, you can buy a few bits and pieces. And he bought us a hat and he bought me a scarf with this arm guard. So we kind of look the part for
okay.
sure.
Oh.
Good.
What kind of date activities do you do at a Renaissance fair? Like, do they have couples bloodletting?
No.
What do you do that's romantic there?
Couples bloodletting.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of what that era had.
Mostly the most entertaining part at the beginning was just sort of taking in all the people, just like watching all the folks who did take it really seriously. I was so surprised that the number of folks who, they had an entire separate wardrobe, or maybe they walk around like this out in the world and I just have never seen them.
I feel like we're hearing a lot about the Renaissance fair and not so much about Melissa. Like, what did you feel? Like, it's a blind date. You didn't know anything going in.
Well, I mean, we were having a blast. Like, I felt like we were just laughing and having fun. It was just really easy.
Was there chemistry? I mean, was there a romance?
I felt like there was. Like, yeah, by the end of it, before we went to the jousting match, we were we would be walking and kind of rubbing elbows and, we were getting closer. And
in medieval times, that was practically sex.
Yeah.
That's how you made babies back then.
Yeah.
She showed her elbows? What?
Yeah, she let me see her elbow. Right.
Burn her! Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's good, though.
Were there any lowlights of the Renaissance fair, though?
I mean, she did confide that she was a volleyball player in college, and so I figured she was an athlete.
How is that a confession? What do you mean confide?
Yeah.
Well, we watched the jousting where there were knights on horses, and it was tons of fun. Then they opened up this sort of participant jousting section where you had to stand on a log and you sort of poke each other with these foam tip lances. And
okay.
So we jumped on the balance log and started goofing with each other with these lances. And she throttled me. She landed me a hit, a glance off my shoulder and hit me in the neck. And I went down.
Oh, no.
Did she apologize?
She was laughing. Troy was laughing. His date was laughing. I just sort of played it off like everything was cool. But I don't know if it was the mead or the grog or whatever. but I jumped back on that log and I went after it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
You saw red.
Yeah, I just wanted to let her know that, yes, you're an athlete, but, you know, I can play this game too.
Oh, so competitiveness. And, okay.
I've been working with a lance for years, yeah. So I'm going to show you who's boss.
Is that fun?
I was having a good time. I was a little worried and am a little worried that I might have taken that just a little too far.
I'm a man. I can't get beat by a woman. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like the vibe you're sending off right
but
now.
But it's in keeping with the Renaissance theme.
Yeah.
So you're just in character. That's not showing who you really are. Right.
But I think that we had enough of a great time that I could put it back together. I mean, we like laughed and giggled almost the whole time. It was really fun.
How did the Renaissance Fair end between you two? Was there a kiss or a hug? Ooh.
You know, there wasn't a kiss or a hug because we were with, you know, we were in the sort of duo date moment. But we definitely left. I definitely left showing interest. And I asked for her number. And she seemed very eager to give it another run.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Let's see what she has to say. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call the fair maiden Melissa for you. And we'll try and get you your second date update. All right, Darren?
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Hold on.